Last week we left off with Akasha. On Tainus Esther, we left off with Akasha and Rashi on the Mishnah. The Mishnah Mem Beis Amid Bei says, "Ein Lost Mikli Tachas Aner Kabel Boyas Hashemen." The Gemara gives three different explanations. And Rashi, in his commentary on the Mishnah, only quotes two out of the three. Why did he decide to leave out the third one? The first pshat was Rabba's version of Rav Chisda, that there's an Issa Hatzola. Hatzola Sheinu Mitzuya Lo Hitiru, because the fellow may get so flustered, he may get so carried away in his Hatzola activity, he may forget and do a Malach Hatzola Mitzuya Hitiru. He's not going to get so carried away. It's a common problem. Everybody, sometime or another, faces this problem in the course of their lives. And I heard from the other fellow what he did on Shabbos. So I'll know how to figure out how to do it on Shabbos. So that's Rabba's pshat within Rav Chisda. The second pshat the Gemara gives is Rav Yosef's pshat within Rav Chisda, that the reason why it's also in the Mishnah to put the kli tachas haner, the kabel v'yis Hashem, because mevatel kli mehechonoi. A mevatel kli mehechonoi is some kind of a melacha or another. So he points out there are two biurim and Rashi. Rashi on the Mishnah sounds like it's mechabra b'kila, mechabra b'tid v'domi l'malacha, as if it's bona. Rashi in the last parak and kufnu dalar mebeis learns nirikis toiser, as if he's destroying the use of the kliba. Some kind of a malacha midirabon. Then the third shot the Gemara says is Rav Yitzchok, who doesn't agree at all with Rav Chisda, and he thinks that you're not allowed to put not only tachas haner l'kabalas Hashem, you're not allowed to put on top either, because ain't kli nita l'tzach dover anito. We had two ways to understand Rabbi Yitzchak's din, whether it's a branch of the din of Muktzeh, which our Gemara clearly does not understand. Our Gemara says, Tarach l'mekomo, then Rabbi Yitzchak's prohibition doesn't apply. So our Gemara assumes that it's a aspect of the halacha of tiltal kelim. Even tiltal klisha malachta leheter is also osir, if it's shalot a tzorach klal. So you have to have a list of legitimate tzorachim. So tzorach dover ha'osur, that's not considered that's not recognized as a legitimate tzorach. So then you're back in violation of the din of Issa Tiltal Kalim. Kalisha Malachta Leheter may not be moved shalot tzorach klal or for a non-acceptable tzorach. So the tzorach dover shein anitol b'shabbos is considered a non-acceptable tzorach. So the Gemara had three different biurim. Rabbah had the first biur. There's a new Issa Hatzola, and Rabbi Yosef had the second biur Mevatel Kli Meichona. Rabbi Yitzchok had the third biur where he disagrees totally with Rav Chisda, namely in Kli Nitol Tzorach Dover Anitol. So Rashi and the Mishnah only gives two out of the three biur. Rashi says, "Because Sofar Mshat and the Mishnah is in Kli Nitol Tzorach Dover Anitol, and not because Sofar also Mevatel Kli Meichona." Why doesn't Rashi quote the first pshat, the Issa Hatzola? So the stomach of the answer is to be found in the Tesis. Hatzola she'ena mitzuya lo hitiru. Amen beis, amen beis. Second Tesis from the bottom. The Tesis quotes a Rashi, and they disagree with Rashi. Hatzola she'ena mitzuya lo hitiru. Tishkun's dover she'ena nita. The Issa Hatzola is not a separate Issa Hatzola. The first opinion in the Gemara, Rabba's version of Rav Chisda, Rabba's pshat in Rav Chisda. The first pshat, according to Rashi, doesn't really stand alone. It's really a branch of the, it's a detail within Rav Yitzchok's din. Rav Yitzchok holds, Rabba's pshat within Rav Chisda is a detail within, he holds partially like Rav Yitzchok's din. Tirish Bekundris, Hatzol Hashem Tzilo, Yitiru, Letzorach Dov Hashem Anitol. So if it's only the Tzorach Dov Hashem Anitol, so what was the Gemara's Kasha on the fourth line from the bottom? Ay, Vahatanya Nishbur Lo Chavis, Shal Tevel Berosh Hagag, Meri Kli Menech Tach Teho. So what was the Kasha? The Gemara thought that it's Hatzol Hashem Tzilo. So why is there a problem over there? So Rashi is the one who put in the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, Nishbar lo chavish shel tevel. That's where Rashi writes. Nishbar lo chavish shel tevel garsinon. Rashi's changing the girsa. The old girsa was not like Rashi. The old girsa was like it says. It says lekamon kufiyud dinam abeis ayin shom. Why does it say ayin shom? Whenever they give you the cross references, Sometime, most of the time, Ruba de Ruba, they just give you the Kamon Kuf Chavchez, Beit Zalamed Vav, Beit Zadav Gimel, Daf Lamed Vav. They give you a cross reference, and once in a while they write Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham means that there's a major Shinui Nusach if you look on the other Daf. Even instead of Abai, it says Rav, instead of Rav, it says Abai, which we usually don't pay so much attention to. Instead of Ravuna, it says Ravuna Breid Rabbi Shua. Usually we don't do it, not so keen on names. You're not right. You're supposed to remember the memory, you're supposed to know the name of the Mandomar also. Okay. So either Ayin Sham means that there's a major Shinui in the Nusach that it's a different name, or instead of saying Osir, it says Mutter. Instead of saying Mutter, it says Osir. A change in the Psak. Or, like over here, if you look on Kuf Yud Zayin on the base, it says Nishba Lo Chaviz Berosh Agag Mevi Kli Minech Tateho. Tosis points out that on the Kama Kuf Yud Zayin, it doesn't say that you're talking about Tevel. But Rashi, the way Rashi understood this Gemara, so Rashi had to change the gears here. Nishba Lo Chaviz Shal Tevel Garsino. So according to Rashi, it's not really the same brisa from Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis, Tosis proves this explicitly, not talking about Tevel. It's talking about food that you can feed to the orchid, to the guests. That's what Tosis disagrees with. Rashi Pirish, Kuntris, Hatzol Shein Mitzuri Leitiru, on behalf of Adov Shein Nital. And that's why Rashi Goras, that's why Rashi changed the gears of Behuda Parach Abai Minei, Samun Nishbal Chavish Al Tevel, Rosh Gad, but the Tevel, Rashi's gears is Chavish Al Tevel. Why? Tevel Ein Nital, because Tevel is Mukhtza. So Tosis is, how can it be? Because of the reward, he Goras for Tevel, on my part, the Rav Yosef mi Brais Acheres. Rav Yosef says on the next daf that he understands pshat with Rav Chizda that there is a din of a vafal kli mehechonos. So the Gemara asks all kind of kashas. Should we ask from this Brais and Nishba Lo Chavish Al Tevel that you're mevatal kli mehechonos? How are you going to answer that kasha? Should we ask the kasha from this Brais and there isn't going to be any teretz? There isn't going to be any teretz. All the other kashas that you ask, Rav Yosef here. Rav Yosef, I'm a battle kli mechon. Esvei Abaye, Chavish Al Tevel. The teretz will be the same. Teretz will be the same teretz that he quotes over here. So here's the kasha from a Tosefta. Chavish Al Tevel Shenishbar Mevi Kliach Minech Tachter. So he's forced into giving an answer. Tevel Muchon Heitzol Shabbos. That there is no. There's no prohibition of Mavatal Kli Mehechona. That's on the eighth line from the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. So when Abai asked the Kasha from the Tosefta, so Rav Yosef answers, Amalei Tevel Muchan Hu, Eitzel Shabbos Shemava V'tik the Mesukim. Since Tevel is unique, that on Tevel there is no din of Migidus Katsoy the Bein Hashmashi since Katsoy the Kuli Yoyma, so therefore it's not considered Mavatal Kli Mehechona. So since theoretically, if you'll undo the Yisra Tevel by being mafrish Trumas Amaisis, you're not allowed to be mafrish Trumas Amaisis on Shabbos Yom, but that's an Yisra de Rabbanon. That's the Mishnah in the end of Beitz on Daf Lamed Vav on the Beitz. You're not permitted to. And if you went ahead and you violated it, so Tosis quotes from the Mishnah in Trumas Perek Beitz, Mishnah Gimel, here the Tosis Amem Gimel Amen Aleph, the second Tosis from the top. So they quote the Mishnah in Trumas Perek Beitz that it's forbidden to be mafrish Trumas Amaisis on Shabbos and Yontif, it's Misakin Mane, Bayochlim, and it's a Mekach Amemkar. And if you went ahead and you did it, so then we penalize the fellow for doing it, that like Hamavashal B'Shabbos, Hamavashal B'Shabbos, he violated Nisa Deraisa, and here he violated Nisa Derabbanon, so as a penalty for his violation of Nisa Derabbanon, he's not allowed to eat it. That's if he did it B'Mezid. What if he did it B'Shoigek? So then it's a Machlek Yisatanayim, where the concept shall go to Mezid, Machlek Zameh Rabbudah. So the Gemara here is assuming that whenever there's no issue of the penalty of Hamavashal B'Shabbos applying to the case of Hamafrish Trumas Maisis, the Mishnah says there is a penalty. One is Mafrish Trumas Maisis and one is Tevel Kalim. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to be Tevel Kalim to Meim on Shabbos and Yontif to remove the Tumah. And if you did Tevel Kalim, so there's a penalty with the Rabban, you're not allowed to use it. And once in a while, B'Shegig, there isn't going to be any penalty. Tosfos says sometimes even Mamezit. They quote the Gemara in Beitza that even if he did it, if he has nothing else to eat on Shabbos and Yontif, then the Gemara says in Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin, the beginning of the second parak, that they didn't make a penalty. Okay. So whenever there's no penalty of Hamavashal B'Shabbos, then our Gemara says that I wouldn't declare that it should remain Mukta throughout the whole Shabbos. Tevel is Mukta. Mishnah is like that. Tevel is Mukta on Shabbos. Because he can't eat it and he can't even feed it to the animals. Even though Tevel is Mutabah, no, so why can't you feed it to the animals? So Tosfos says in a few places, in Pesachim and other Mesichtos, Tosfos says it later in Shabbos, that Hanor Shel Kilui is not permissible. Even though it's Mutar Hanor, let's say if you have a sack, I have sacks of Tevel grain, and I don't want to sit on the floor and I have no chair. So I'm allowed to pile up the sacks of Tevel grain and sit on top of them. I've been getting Hanor from the Tevel. I'm sitting on it. I'm using it as a chair. Or if I want to lay on it as a bed, more comfortable to lay on the sacks of grain than to lay on the floor. So then the Gemara says, I'm talking that Tevel is Mutar Hanor. The Gemara quotes Mishnah is like that. Tevel is Mutar Hanor. That's because it's not Hanor Shel Kilui, but it's a feed it to the animals that you're not allowed to do. So Tevel is food, which is not Roy Lachilas Dodom, it's not Roy Lachilas Beim, it's not Roy to feed it to a Goy either. You know, that's also Hanor Shel Kilui. To feed it to a Nochri is also forbidden. There is a Machlekes HaRishayna, whether this prohibition of Hanor Shel Kilui and Tevel is that an Issa Derais or is that an Issa Derabbanan. Okay, that's the Mishlam Melech. And Hilchas Trumas shows that there's a Machlekes HaRishayna. Machlekes Taisis in the Rashbo. Whether that is Hanor Shel Kilui, Derais or Derabbanan. But it does make too much of a difference. Bottom line, Allah HaLamayis, if you have Tevel, you're not allowed to eat it and you can't feed it to the animals. And the mail is going to be Muktzah. It's not right Lachilo Sodom. It's not right to feed it to the dogs, not right to feed it to the Nochrim. So the mail is going to be Muktzah. It's not considered Eichel. To put Mbata Kedem Yechana would be if you put on the bottom of the Muktzah. If you put on top, so that's Tosfos says that Kashan Rabbi Yitzchok. We happen not to pass like Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says here on the last narrow line, Amen Gimel Amad Aleph Kishen Shein Nesin Pli Tachas Atayna Gailus the Kabul Beit Sosa, just like you're not allowed to put on the bottom, Kachin Kaifan Ala Keile Bishvil Shalot Yishover Waka Sover and Kli Nitol Atzof Dover Anitol. So Tosfos says that Kasha against Rabbi Yitzchok. The Gemara says the Feirish Amad Yichamis Betach Beisa B'moyeitz, if it's Chalam Moyeitz, then you burn it. And if it's on Yom Tov, Shabbos, Chalamoy, Koyfal, of a Sakeli, so Tosfos says the Kasha against Rabbi Yitzchok. According to Rabbi Yitzchok, you shouldn't be permitted to take a kli and cover over the chometz, because the chometz is muktzah. Chometz is muktzah because asa b'achilo v'asa b'ano. Just like Tevel is muktzah, calls man the Tevel, so chometz is muktzah, so according to Rabbi Yitzchok, you shouldn't be allowed to cover it over. So some Shanim say that is correct. That Rabbi Yitzchok was the Tosfos. We already demolished his opinion. So you're right. We have another brisa that contradicts Rabbi Yitzchok's opinion. The Gemara on our daf is going to reject totally Rabbi Yitzchok's shita. He's contradicted by brisas. That's what many Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say maybe it's talking Tzorach L'Mkoma. Maybe he's talking, he has a kli that he has to get out of the way, Tzorach L'Gufa, Tzorach L'Mkoma, whatever. And then once he takes it out of, once he has a hetzer to handle it, then he's already permitted to move it. All they all be here to cover over the chometz, like Rabbi Yitzchok answers all the kashas here. The Gemara says on the second wide line, Meisvei kol ha'niti yufta. He asked all these kashas, the whole 10 lines of kashas that precede Rabbi Yitzchok, Amen Gimel Amen Aleph. All the kashas that they asked against Rabbi Yisrael, said they asked them against Rabbi Yitzchok, Rishoni, and he answered all the kashas, B'tzorach L'mkoma. The whole, that's what we spoke about last week. Our Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yitzchok's din is not a din in Hilchas Muktzah, it's rather a din in Hilchas Tiltil Klisha Ma'achta Lehetzer. You're not allowed to move it, Shalot Tzorach Klal, and this is not considered a recognized acceptable Tzorach, with Tzorach Dover Ha'asa. But if you have a Tzorach L'mkomo, if the Kli is in the way and you have to get it out of the way, so once you have a Hetzer to move it, then you're permitted to move it even to cover over the Chometz. So that's another answer that the Rishonim give. Then the Arzaruah quotes a third answer to the Kash. First answer is, we don't pass on Rabbi Yitzchok Shon. He's a Taisa. We can ask a lot of kashas on Rabbi Yitzchok. He doesn't have a leg to stand on. He's not correct. Second answer, the Rishonim says no. For that price himself, and there's not a kasha. He can answer the same teretz that he gave to all the kashas before. The whole daf all the kashas. So the answer is Tzorach L'mkoma. And the third teretz that some Rishonim answer is that over here, when there is a real quote that teretz from the Balei HaTosfos over here, when he covers over the chometz, what is his interest? His interest is to protect the chometz, that the chometz shouldn't get ruined on Pesach. No, he would be happy if someone, if a behemoth would come and eat the chometz. He would be happy if an ochri would come and take the chometz away. He's upset why the chometz is there. He wants to cover the chometz, kedisha lo yishkach, he shouldn't forget to eat the chometz, because all year long, he eats the chometz. He finds some candies, he finds some hametashim, he finds some chometz on Pesach that was left over for Shalach Manas on Purim. He forgot all about it. So he would really be thrilled if someone would come and eat it up and remove it. So his covering over of the kli is not in order to protect the chametz. He wants to protect it. What's he going to do with it? Till Chalamoy. He's going to burn it on Chalamoy. His covering the chametz is to protect himself. he wants to protect himself, that he and his family and his children, they shouldn't forget and eat the chametz. So that's l'tzarach dover anital. He and his children are not muktzah. The chametz is muktzah, but he's not covering the chametz to protect the chametz. He's covering the chametz to protect himself and all the Jewish people from violating an aver from eating the chametz. So the Arzaruah quotes the Balei HaTosfos as saying that's not called l'tzarach dover shein anital. That's l'tzarach hayudim. That's l'tzarach the religious Jews. They don't want to violate the issur of eating chametz. So again, so just like chametz b'pesach is also b'achila, also b'ano. So chametz b'pesach is muktzah, clearly. So hu adinami over here, tevel, calls man that it's tevel, is muktzah, even though tevel, strictly speaking, is muta b'ano. But since it's also b'ano shel kiloi, it's food that's inedible. If the tevel, let's say, if you would have been miyachid the sacks of tevel to sleep on them, if you would have been miyachid piled up the sacks of tevel to sit on them, so maybe then I would declare that it, you have a head to tiltle for that purpose. But the guy doesn't plan to sit on the tevel. The din is that it's mutter to sit on tevel. It's mutter b'ano, she'enu shal kiloi. What's he going to do with the food? He's going to eat it, ultimately. It's going to be mafish shumas amaisis after Shabbos. He's going to eat it. So right now on Shabbos, it's not aimed to sleep on it. It's not aimed to sit on it. It's aimed to wait till after Havdalah and to be mafish shumas amaisis and then to eat it. And right now you can't eat it, and you can't feed it to the animals either. So right now it's muktzah. Right now it's muktzah. That's what we discussed. Let's say you have raw potatoes. So raw potatoes on Yom Tov are not considered muktzah because you're allowed to cook potatoes on Yom Tov. Echol nefesh. Raw potatoes on Shabbos are muktzah because you're not allowed to cook them. And normally people don't eat it the way it is. Aye, but you can feed raw potatoes to the cows. You can feed it to the behemoths, and they'll enjoy it very much. The answer is sure they'll enjoy it. It's expensive food. Why should I give such expensive food? Why should I waste so much money to feed the behemoth potatoes? I'm not going to give it. It's right, l'achilas ben, but I don't plan to feed it to the behemoth. I plan to wait till after Havdalah and then cook it and then eat it sometime in the course of the week. So that's where the Magen Avraham quotes the Rashba from later and the Kuf Chavs. He says they raw potatoes on Shabbos on Muktzah, even though it's right, l'achilas ben. You don't plan to feed it to the behemoth. So the same over here, tevel. Strictly speaking, tevel is muta b'hanor she'ena shal kilut. You can sleep on it, you can sit on it, but the guy doesn't plan to sleep on the tevel. He plans to eat it, or plans to eat it. He's going to eat it, he's going to feed it to the behemoths. You're not allowed to do either of these things on Shabbos, because tevel is also b'achilu, it's also b'hanor shal kilut. So that's why the tevel calls man that the sacks of tevel are in a state of tevel. They are muktzah. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yosef answers, tevel, to put something on the tevel is not a violation of mevatel kli mehechana, because imova v'tikno mesukan, the din of nigidus katzor ben hashmoshes doesn't apply to tevel. That's what the Gemara answers. So Tosha says that'll be the teretz to this kasha also from this brisa that they asked. Hatanya nishvalo chavishal tevel b'rosh gago maybe kli menech tachteha. So but Tosha asks, why did they quote a different brisa? Chavishal tevel shenishvalo maybe kliach menech tachteha. And they gave the answer that the din of Migdus Katzoy doesn't apply to Tevel, and therefore the din of Mavaf and Kli Mechana doesn't apply. You should have asked the Kasha from this price over here that was quoted already on the previous summer. Why'd they have to quote from another? Ask from a different Tosefta. So don't you see the Feirish that the Girsa in this price is not the way Rashi changed it, Chavish al Tevel. You should say Nizbalo Chavis, Rosh Gago. And that's Muchach and Kuf Yudzayim also. Kuf Yudzayim of Eis, Tosha says.
The din of
that's Bema Rabbi Yehuda Ben Rabbi Shimon? Or is that? Yeah, down? Probably. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says it all. So Tosha says, V'koshel Erivo, on the bottom of Membeis, Tosha says, Rashi, Igor is Botevel. If Rashi's Girsa is correct, that it says here, Chavish al Tevel, why'd they have to dig up a new brisa? Quoted a new Tosefta on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. I might probably ask me brisa Acheres. They should have asked me this brisa that was quoted already. Because all the other kashas, they're going to repeat all the kashas that they asked against Rabba. You should have asked this kasha from this brisa. The Ode, the Vitera called Kisvei Mashma Behedjah, the Logasina Bebrisa Docha Tevel. It's not at all talking about tevel. The Tony says, this same brisa has this damna la'orchim, maybe kliyacher. You feed the food to the orchim. How can you feed it to the orchim if the stuff is tevel? So that's what leads the Rivot to say that the old Girsan, this Gemara, is the more correct Girsan. Nishbo lo chavis, not chavis al tevin. Nishbo lo chavis. That's why this is what leads the Rivot to learn the Pshat and Rabba over here, the prohibition. Rabba's Pshat and Rav Chizda, the Hatzola, Shein and Mitzuya, lo hitiru. L'troch b'chol davar, filo b'davar nikol, mishum tim, it's an isa. It's an isa, shema yishkach, v'shema like, you're not allowed to apply medication on Shabbos. We're afraid that he may get so carried away, shem yishach et salamanim, he may forget that it's Shabbos, because he's taking care of the patient, and he may forget and do a malacha. Here also, we don't permit you to do hatzola, she'ena mitzuya, because he may get so flustered, he may forget that it's Shabbos, and do a malacha. So again, so according to the Rivot, there are three different explanations for the Mishnah that appeared in the Gemara. Rabbah's explanation, Rav Chizda, is that the Isser in the Mishnah is an Isser Hatzalah. It's a new Isser. That first said, Hatzalah Sheini Mitzuya Lehitiu. And Yosef's explanation within Rav Chizda was that it's Mevatel Kli Mehechonoi. There is no Isser Hatzalah. And the third is Rav Yitzchok, not only Mevatel Kli Mehechonoi when you put on the bottom, even if you put on top, it's an Isser of Ekli Nitel, it's of Dovra Nitel. Three different Shotim. The Rashi, the Shitasa, doesn't agree with the Rivot. Rashi holds that Rabbah's version of Rav Chizda is along the lines of Rav Yitzchok. It's an aspect within the Pshat. Eventually, Nital Tzach Tovra Nital. That's what Tosfos points out. Pirish Bekuntra is a Dov She'ein Nital. It's within Rabbah's Pshat within Rav Chizda is along the lines of Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok says Eventually Nital Tzach Tovra Nital. And Rabbah says, "Between Rav Chizda, it depends whether it's Hatzola Mitzuya, Hatzola Sheni Mitzuya. If Hatzola Mitzuya, then it's Muta." Thank you very much. So that's probably why Rashi on the Mishnah doesn't give three interpretations. Rashi only writes two. He doesn't write a third one because Lashitosa, there are no three. There is the first one, Rabbah's prohibition, the Issa Hatzola, doesn't exist as a separate Issa Hatzola. That's why Rashi writes them out of order. How does Rashi write? Because Sovar, you see the Rashi on the Mishnah, the fourth line in the Rashi on the Mishnah. Because Sovar, the Mishnah is telling me, Enkli Nital B'Shabbos El Tzav Tzavar Nital, Inamik Sovar Asa Levatel Kele Mechana. What does Rashi write? The first one. The first one that he writes is the wrong one. That's Rav Yitzchok. That's the Pshat that's rejected. He says Rashi is going in order the way it appears in the Gemara. So the first explanation that appears in the Gemara is Rabbah. And Rabbah's pshat within Rav Chizda is a form of Enkli Nital Tzav Tzavar Nital. It's a limited version of Rav Yitzchok. Because he holds that Rav Yitzchok, Rabbah's version of Rav Chizda is that you only prohibit Enkli Nital Tzav Tzavar Nital. You're not allowed to be metal tzala kli Tzav Tzavar Sheni Nital if it's Hatzola Sheni Mitzuya. If it's Hatzola Sheni Mitzuya. If it's Hatzola Mitzuya, then you make it. So Rashi is going in order in the Gemara. So the first pshat that appears in the Gemara is Enkli Nital Tzav Tzavar Nital. And that one's going to be rejected. And the second one is also Levatel Kele Mechana. And the third one is a repeat of the first one. It's just broader. That's all. Rabbi Yitzchok just extends Rabbah's din. And it goes all the way. Not only Hatzol Hashem Mitzuyo, even Hatzol Mitzuyo also. It's Enkli Nital Tzav Tzavar Nital. But according to Tosfos, according to the Rivot Tosfos, there are three separate pshatim in the Gemara. It's not that the first is basically the same as the third, but just in a restricted form. So Nachamol said, this is such an unclear Mishnah. I've been in the Mishnah, and the Amoraim had three different interpretations. What's wrong? Ein lasim kli tachas anel kabul bais Hashem. What's wrong? What is he doing that's wrong? Right. Then Tosfos is going to make it more hazy. Tosfos explains in the bottom Tosfos. Hatzala she'eda mitzuya, there are two kinds. One kind is all of a sudden tragedy strikes, totally not expected. Then again, another pshat, Hatzala she'eda mitzuya, it was to be expected. Everybody should have, it happens every single week. And therefore everybody takes care in advance. Everybody always puts a cup on the table. And this is Eina Mitzuya, that happens all the time, and this guy forgot to put, so this is going to be the first time in his life that he's ever going to be faced with such a predicament. But it happens every week. So that's also called Hatzolah Sheni Metzuya. Two kinds of Hatzolah Sheni Metzuya. The Mikre is built in Motzi, the accident, the whole house is collapsing, whatever. There's a tsunami or something. Never expected something like that. Or no, it's so common. It happens all the time. And that's why everybody prepares in advance. So it's built in Motzi that a person shouldn't prepare in advance. That's also considered a Hatzolah Sheni Metzuya. That's how Tosfos interprets in the Gemara. So let's see again the Mishnah. And doesn't Kli Tachas and Elikav Bais Hashem. And so Rashi gave two pshatim, and Tosfos would have given three pshatim, three different shittas in Amara. Fine. Vim nesanu hamibol yom muter. So Tosfos comments a very funny way. Haloshen dachuk. The little Tosfos writes. Haloshen the Mishnah very strange. It shouldn't say vim. What do you mean? Vim nesanu hamibol yom is muter b'diyevet. What do you mean muta b'diyevet? It should say umuta lohasim hakli mibol yom. What kind of a lashon muta b'diyevet? And it, let's say someone would argue the point and say it's also. What would be the issa? To put the kli mibol yom, what's the issa? Very strange. That's what Tosfos says. Haloshon dochuk. The Mishnah is at this awkward. The construction, the grammatical construction, Mishnah is awkward. Sabel alameim avol mibol yom. No, on Erev Shabbos you can do whatever you want. There's no issa mivatul kli meichonai. There's no issue or anything. They in the Yosef Imenu, that we had the other Tosfos. Well, in the Yosef Imenu means you're not allowed to get Hana because the Tzuktz and the Mitzvasa, the Fishayim and Amuchan. They don't mean to say you're not allowed to be Metaltal because it's Muktze. No. In the Yosef Imenu means you're not allowed to get Hana. Muktze normally is Mutta Bahano, but over here, Hukta the Mitzvasa is also Bahano, even though. He pointed out last week, by my getting Hano, I'm not really Mevatalit in Mitzvasa. So that's what Tosfos said, that it's hooked to the Mitzvasa, it calls Mansha Haner Doilek. Okay. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Omer Avchiz, Afal Pisho Omru, Avchiz is an Amoira. So he's saying, the Tanoim who came in the earlier generation said something, so that applies in some cases, doesn't apply in all cases. Afal Pisho Omru, even though the Tanoim in the earlier generation said, that what? That's not permissible. Where does he get such a statement? Omru. The rabbis in the earlier generation said, there is no such source. There is no such Mishnah, apparently. There is no such Tosefta. That's what Tosfos learns. So Tosfos says he really should have said, he really should have said differently. Rav Chisda should have formulated the statement differently. Should have said, "Afal pi shomru einosim keli tachas haner lekabel bais hashemen havel elameima." This name mas nisin. He should have said, "Afal pi shomru," what it says in the Mishnah, "einosim keli tachas haner lekabel bais hashemen." He should have referred to that. So they said, "That's what he means." He's referring to that, and he's saying it over. Who are dinami that einosim keli tachas tagans kabel bais tzosa? But he says it legabi abeitza in order to make a contrast. Abakofa la keli kidei shaloti shover. Rav Chisda changes the loshen hamishnah, even though it's clear that he's relying on the Mishnah. That's what Tosfos writes. Einosim keli tachas nal kabos Hashem and havel lemeima. This name mas nisin. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So afal pishama means he's referring back to what the Tanaim said in the earlier generation, even though they said X Y Z, but it doesn't apply to the following case. Doesn't say the fairish anywhere, it's a deal. But he wants to make a contrast between the Kabbalah Sabeta you're not allowed to and Koifala Akeli you are allowed to. So that's why he didn't write the Lashon that appears in the Mishnah. Atzola Matsuya Hitilu, Atzola Shani Matsuya Loi Hitilu. Okay. So then Abaye asks Akasha against Rabba. Abaye was a nephew of Rabbi. He was a Talmud of Rabba. So the Gemara says, Eisve Abaye, Abaye asks Akasha on Rabba. How can you interpret like that? In Rav Chisda, Vatzol, the Sheni Mitzuya, Loi Hitiru. Tell me that there's a new prohibition of Hatzol. According to the Rivot, a separatism. According to Rashi, means a branch within the din of Enkli Nito Soktavad. I thought, Tanya, we have this Bryce, Nishbalachav Shal Tevel, Barosh Gaga. Rashi's gear says, Yes, Shal Tevel. And the Rivor and Tosfos doesn't have the two words Shel Tevel. Just has Nishbalochav is Barosh Gago. Maybe Kedem in Yechtach Teho. Period. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how often does it happen that a barrel of oil or a barrel of wine cracks open? Never happens. So the guy's certainly going to fall to pieces. there's a hashash, he may do some malacha or another. So how do you permit him to do any hatzola at all? There should be hatzola sheni mitzuyah. And for the Gemara, beguf echadati, that Bryce is talking about a special case, and okim the pshat. That Bryce is only talking about a special case, beguf echadati, that they use brand new barrels, the shchichi de paki. If you have a barrel that you've used it 100 times, so it's the cheskas, it sounds like my Redelstein works downstairs in the registrar's office. So he says that he once asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe whether he should need a car. He asked the Rebbe whether he should buy a brand new car or should buy an old car, a used car. So he says the Rebbe told him 3 reasons why you should buy a used car instead of buying an old car. So one reason was that in New York City, your car is going to get all scratched up. So if you're going to buy a brand new car, you're going to get so aggravated every time there's going to be another scratch. Buy a used car, it's all scratched up already, and then you won't get aggravated. That was one hezbah. That was nice. Then he gave another hezbah, why you should buy a used car. Then he said a third hezbah, based on the Gemara. He says, the brand new car, how do you know that it works? If you get a used car, they've been driving it for the last 20 years. It's the hezbah that has been working for 20 years. So you can shtal off the chazaka. People thought that there may be a pirch against that. Not used car. That's what the Rebbe told him. So that's the Rebbe's logic, is Talmudic logic. The Gemara says, if you have a brand new barrel, the gulf, the brand new barrels, maybe it's going to crack. How do you know? If you have a barrel that you used it 100 times, it's becheskas that it works. It's not going to crack. The gulf, the shchicha de paki. It's a hatzala mitzuyo. Common that they crack. Freg mar kasha, eisede, abai, yes, another kasha against Rabbi. Let's make the tachasaner, the kabel nitzotzos. You're permitted to put a price. Mishnah. It's the last Mishnah in the parak. Those in the Kelly Tachas and Ella Kabbal need sotzos. So he asked the Kasha, how common is that? That sparks fly. Very rare. That sparks fly. The Mara says, no, need sotzos are also shchich. Shai. That is shchich. So you see that Rashi holds not like the Ozor Ruah. Okay, most of the Rishonim don't agree with that Ozor Ruah. Is that called a Tzorach Dovra Hanita, or is that called a Tzorach Dovra Shein Anita? Right, I'm putting it, the immediate Tzorach is because there are any Tzorachs, but the ultimate Tzorach is that the tablecloth shouldn't burn. So Rashi seems to hold that that's called a Tzorach Dovra Shein Anita. That's right. Okay. Greg the Gemara said, Abayas, another Kasha, Esri, Abayas, Rabbi Kasha. Kofim Kaira al Haner. That was a Mishnah later. We had it on Kuf Chof Aleph. Yeah. Kofim Kaira al Haner Shelo Yechos Bikora. He's afraid that the candle is gonna. The so hot on top of the candle, and the house is made from wood, wooden beams. So he's afraid the wooden beam is gonna catch flame. So he's permitted to put a pesakli on top. So the Gemara asks Akasha, why? That's also Hatzol Hashenim Mitzuya. And for the Gemara, it's talking about a very low roof, the Bate Gechine, it's a very short, midgety building, the Shchich Behut Leika. It happens all the time. That if you have a table, the table is high and the roof is low, and you light candles there, the Shchich Behut Leika. Freg the Gemara, what about the other Toshma? Other Nuschas have, Nuschach Hacha has Toshma. Akashu from the following Mishnah. Vechein koro shenishbar osam chomosa besafsol ubarucha samito. If a beam on the top of the house cracked and you're afraid the whole house is going to collapse, so you're permitted to put a table underneath it to hold it up. So why don't you say that there should be an iser of hatzol sheni mitzui? That doesn't happen so often. And for the Gemara, it's also like the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, Bikshuri charete davidi the paki. It's a brand new beam that they just put it up. If you have an old beam that was there for 100 years, shtalav tachazaka. It was there for 100 years, it's held sturdy, so it's not going to fall apart now. They just put up a new beam, there's no chazaka, so that's hatzol shena. Well, that's hatzol metzuya. That's shchiach, that it may fall apart. Everything more, b'kshuri charete, but b'kshuri abdims. Brand new beams, davidi depaki. Brand new beams, everybody knows in advance that it may collapse. Craig the Gemara Toshma. If the house is leaking in, so you're permitted to put a bucket in order to collect the water, that it shouldn't ruin the whole carpet, or shouldn't ruin the furniture, whatever. So you put a bucket on top of the dining room table to collect the water. How often does it happen that the house is leaking in? That never happens. So all of a sudden there's a leak in the ceiling. So how do you allow him to put a bucket over there? One should say that Hatzola Sheni Mitsuya Lohitiru. Again, so according to Rashi, the whole time there's a problem. The only time there's a problem of Hatzola Sheni Mitsuya Lohitiru is only if you're dealing with something that's Muktzeh. So Rashi obviously will learn this in Kele Tachas Adelef. The leak that's coming down is disgusting water. It's so dirty, you can't drink it, you can't use it to wash any clothes or anything. You can't use it for anything. It's dirty water. It's just going to ruin the carpet, it's going to ruin the furniture. Taisus says, because Gemara's going to repeat this kasha again. He's going to repeat the kashas against Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a different version of Rav Chisda. Rav Yosef doesn't learn like Rabbah, that it's Hatzola Mitzuya Hitiru, Hatzola Sheini Mitzuya Lehitiru. But he learns that Pshat in Rav Chisda is that it's also Levatol Keli Mehechonai, but to put a cover on top, that's Mutah, because that's not Levatol Keli Mehechonai. So Abai asked all the same kashas against Rav Yosef that he asked against Rabbah. So the child is this kasha about the delef. If the house is leaking in, that's mikele tachas adelef the Shabbos. So on that, the Gemara answers bedelef haroi. That's how the Gemara answers on our daf. Bedelef haroi. So this is really a question. It sounds from the Gemara as if originally we were assuming it's bedelef shein haroi. That's where Rashi got it from. It doesn't say whether the water that's leaking is filthy water, muktzedika water, filthy water. You can't drink. You can't use to wash the dishes. You can't use it for anything. So it's a piece of junk. It's garbage. Like Merag Lai, like Tzoa. Bedelef Shein Haroi. So the Gemara answers later Bedelef Haroi. But apparently, in asking the Kasha, the Havamina was that we all on Abaye and asking the Kasha both times. The first time, when he asked the Kashas against Rabbah, and he asked the Kasha against Rav Yosef, he was the Makshan Abaye was assuming all along that it's Delef Shein Haroi. Then Rav Yosef came up with the Chiddush Delef Haroi. So that's where Rashi got it from. That. The Rabbah's version of Rav Chisda, the Hatzola, Sheinim, Betzuy, Lehitiru, is only talking if it's a Dvar Mukta that you're handling over here. And Tosfos discusses, we'll have to see the Tosfos, okay, but it's Delef Haroi Teres. So the Gemara asks the Kasha now, Nachamo. Listen, Kele Tachas, the Delef Shabbos, so Tosfos will learn the Kasha is even if it's Delef Haroi, even if it's clean water, it's still going to be a problem. Hatzola, Zanisa Hatzola. And Rashi will learn that the Kasha only is because the assumption is that it's Delef Shein Haroi. So to this, the Gemara answers, the Gemara could have answered over here, instead of answering the Bate Chadati, according to Rashi, the Gemara could have answered the Delef Haroi. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. They answer the Bate Chadati, the Shchichit the Dalfi. When you have a house that you've been using for 100 years, that's Becheskas, that it works, why should it leak all of a sudden now? After 100 years, it never leaked for 100 years, it'll go bite another 100 years, not going to leak. But if you have a brand new house, that's shchiach that it is. The first time they built the house. That's Bismara Gemara. I don't know if it's necessarily the same Bismara Zed, but Bismara Gemara, that's the way it was. When they just finished building the house, it could be that they didn't finish it, they didn't fix it up yet. But what they had it is a brand new house, the shchiach of the Delphi. Apparently that was common, that they would have a leak. So that's the first explanation is Rav Chisda, Rabbah's version of Rav Chisda. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef has a different shot than Rav Chisda. Why does he distinguish between putting the kli tachas ha-beitza and putting the kli on top of the beitza? A different reason. And that is a problem, Tyson said. The top Tyson says either it's bona or sosa. Find the two Rashis. One gets the impression that Rav Yosef is the only one who came up with this new din. Rav Yosef's version of Rav Chisda is Mevatel Kli Mechon. Rabbah's version was totally different. It has nothing to do with Mevatel Kli Mechon. And Rav Yitzchok also doesn't hold for Mevatel Kli Mechon. No one holds it. There are three Amaroyim on the page. And two out of three don't hold for this din Mevatel Kli Mechon. So Tosfos finds that hard to believe. Because the Gemara in the end of the Perek, on the Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara Perek Takasha, right after the Mishnah, doesn't keli tachas anel a kabel nitzotas. The Gemara asked Takasha, how is that permissible? It's the mevatel kli mehechanai. So it sounds like the stomach of the Gemara holds that's a problem. So the Gemara answers, in the tzotas, ain't behem mamish. How is it going to be mevatel kli mechana? Mevatel kli mechana means I make the kli into a basis of davar hasa for a period of time. When the nitzotas are going to bang on the when the sparks are going to fly from the candle, they're going to fall on the kli, they'll become extinguished in a second. Less than half a second, they'll be extinguished. Ain't by mamish. It's not going to last there for too long at all. So that was the Gemara's territory. So why did the Gemara ask the kasha just like the hakam mevatel kli mechana? Sounds like everybody holds from that din. Similarly, Tosfos quotes from Kuf Nun Dalet on the base that the Gemara says over there also. There's a problem with Mevatel Kli Mechana. So it sounds like everybody holds from that din. So that's what Tosfos thinks that here's the Tosfos Be'odem Olav on Mem Gimel Amad Aleph Gimel Amascha Be'odem Olav. The Kaimel on the second white line, the Kaimel on the also Levatel Kli Mechana, the Besov Pirkin, and then Zayin and Vez, Parch Stoma Dashat Kamatel Kli Mechana. Chem Perk Mefanen, Chem Perk Basuk, Kuf Nun Dal, Parch Alibid Rafun, Alkav Lam Tzim Shay Savakim. How do they know to ask a Kasha Rafuna? What happens to the din of Levatel Kli Mechana? Who says Rafuna subscribes to that din? From the three Amorim and Adaf, it's only Rav Yosef invented such a. That's Rav Yosef's version, Rav Yosef's understanding of Rav Chizda. Rabbi did not understand Rav Chizda like that, and Rabbi Yitzchak didn't understand. Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees with Rav Chizda. So the only one who came up with such an idea is Rabbi Yosef. So why does the Gemara assume that Rav Huna has to hold like that? Avakav Shalom Atzina Shoy Yisavakein. We don't know anywhere from Shas that Rav Huna subscribes to this din. Mashmal Kol Yal Mosul Bakli Mechon. Vechir Afarish Beson. So he says it would appear that everybody's masking. Not that there's a machloikis amoroim, whether there is such a din. Mavakal Kli Mechon. They're arguing is that Pshat in the Mishnah. Is that the reason for the Issa in the Mishnah? But everyone agrees that there is such an Issa of Mevatel Kli Mechana. That Taisa says. Everyone agrees that there is such an Issa. So Melele, we pass on like that, because the Stoma of the Gemara assumes like that. Again, Rav Yosef Ahar Antaim Rav Chizim Shem Mevatel Kli Mechana. Mevatel Kli Eisve Abaye Abaye asked Akasha to Rav Yosef. Abaye was the Talmud of Rabbi and Rav Yosef. This tosefta, the gears of Lachola Deis is Tevel. And Tevel is Mukta, that's Mishnais later. Lachola Deis, having a Bar Kochva letters. Bar Kochva sent letters to his generals that they should be careful not to move the sacks of Tevel on Shabbos. They should not allow to be Makrish on Shabbos. He told them they have to be Makrish, Shumas and Maishas on Erev Shabbos. And if they weren't, then they're not allowed to move the sacks of Tevel on Shabbos, unless it's Pekach Nefesh or something. But otherwise not, like it says in the Mishnayos. So the Gemara asks, Abai asks the Kasha to Rav Yosef, Chavish HaTevel Shenishbar Mevi Kleach HaMinich Tachter. Why don't you prohibit it because I'm about to Kothim Echonis? So the Gemara answers, Tevel Mukhan Hu Eitzel Shabbos. Why is it Mukhan? Tevel is Mukhtza, Taisa says. Apol Chiyos HaLatal Tzolok HaLatan Perk Mefanin. It's enough in the Mishnah. That's Taisa's Kasha, the Mamaskal Tevel. It's enough in a Mishnah. It's enough in a letter from the Bar Kochva letters. As good as a Mishnah. It's enough in a din that Tevel is Muktzah. So if it's Muktzah, so if you have the Tevel, you're going to put another Kli on the bottom to catch the Tevel. There's stuff Mabatkal Kli Mechona. So the Gemara, that's what Taisa says. No, Mikoma Kom Lachosh and Mabatkal Kli Mechona. Kev Nimabe Vitikna Mesukan. Since the din of Migiris Katsoy Lebein Hashmoshes doesn't apply to Tevel. So therefore, there's no violation of Mevatel Kli Mechana. Mevatel Kli Mechana, the Gemara says, we just had a Mem Zayin on the base. The Gemara has it over here also. The Mishnah says you're permitted to put, if sparks are flying from the candles, so you're permitted to put a tray on the tablecloth, that the tablecloth shouldn't catch fire, that the spark should go out. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, let it be Mevatel Kli Mechana. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? And it says the same Mem Ramesh. It goes out in a half a second. That's not Mevatel Kli Mechana. Mevatel Kli Mechana means you're putting a plate over here and it's going to become a basis of davar hasa for an extended period of time. Or take, for example, the Gemara asked Akasha, there's a Mishnah. Toshma, Tosefta. A Tosefta, the Gemara quotes, Koifenes Hasalaf Nehu Eferechim, Sheyalu V'yerdu. Sheyalu V'yerdu. You permitted the chicks can't climb back into the coop. On Shabbos, they're not so. The big birds apparently can fly a little bit, so they can jump into the coop. And the chicks are too young, so you have to put a staircase there. So you're permitted to put a sal, a basket, to invert the basket, turn it upside down. It's like putting a staircase over there. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, but the live chicks are muktzah, all live animals are muktzah. So if you're putting a basket, you're putting some kind of a staircase in front of the chicken coop in order that the chick should jump at it, that's mevatel kli mechana. So the Gemara answers, kasav amuta l'taltlo. The basket does not become buses l'avrasa. The Gemara says, how can you say that? It says b'feresh also l'taltlo. And for the Gemara, bodem olam. While the chicks are there, the chicks are just there for a second. They've got to jump up like the spark is only there for a second. The spark is ain't bob mamish, is not going to last as long. So the chick is going to be there for half a second, then jump up on this landing, then jump right there. So Gemara says, since it's only buses for a second, it's not going to be for an extended period of time. So that's not called the violation of Atul Kimechon. It says in a brice, Atul Pisha Eidamon of Olavasar. It says the Ferish in a brice that even after the chick leaves, it remains Mukta for the rest of the day. Gemara says, yeah. But the Malav called Ben Ashmashes. Migrets Katsala Ben Ashmashes. That's a special case. That brice is talking about a special case that the chicks were sitting there. They were having a party. They weren't just jumping for a second. The chicks are sitting there for half an hour. The whole Ben Ashmashes. Oh, the Malav called Ben Ashmashes. That's the Loshan Gemara. The whole Ben Ashmashes, if it's only, we point that out, if it's only their part of the Ben Ashmashes, then Rabbi Kivega points out Amishnai is, he can't say Migadis Katsoi, because Ben Ashmashes are Sophic Yom Sophic Laila. Could be that this minute is Yom, and that minute is Laila. Could mean that minute is Yom, that minute is Laila. You don't know which one is Yom or which is Laila. So the whole deal of Migadis Katsoi is, if the Mukta was there on the buses, the Tchilas Hayom, so the thing remains Mukta throughout the whole Shabbos. You're not sure when the Tchilas Hayom is. If you're not sure, the whole din of buses is only with the Rabbanon, so you should say Safik the Rabbanon Lakula. The only time you're going to say Migdis Katsoi, if it's called Ben Ashmashes, it was there the whole Ben Ashmashes, then for sure it was a buses B'Tchilas Hayom. So if you're going to just put a staircase, a ladder, in front of the chicken coop, that the chick should jump up for a second, that's not called Mevatel Kli Mechana. That's the same as Nitzotze, same Imam, just for a short period of time. So that's not a violation of Mevatel Kli Mechana. It has to be Mevatel Kli permanently. The whole, it's going to become a buses for the whole Shabbos. The Gemara says that's the answer to the Tevel as well. Even the Tevel is absolutely Mukta, and the stuff that's under the Tevel is absolutely going to become a buses with Davar HaAsur. But since the din of Nigidis Katsoi doesn't apply to Tevel, the din of Migdis Katsoi doesn't apply to Tevel. So the Mela Kalvacharma, that it can't apply to the buses. That became a buses because I have Tevel on top of it. Even in the Tevel itself, Migdis Katsoi doesn't apply. The Mishnah and Trumas, of course, Mishnah and Trumas Perek Bey says that if you're not allowed to be Machish Trumas the Maisis on Shabbos Yontif, that's an Issa de Rabbanon. If he went ahead and you did it, we have a penalty of Hamavashal B'Shabbos. Not only is there a penalty by Malacha Deraisa, actually, Mavashal B'Shabbos is a penalty by Machish Trumas and Mises, or by Tfilas Kelim Tmeim. You're not allowed to, the Mishnah says in Beitza, the second parak, you're not permitted to be Tevel Kelim Tmeim, B'Shabbos of the Yontif. And if you did, then you're not allowed to use that Kli that now became Tohar for your purposes. Because of Mises Shabbos, you're not allowed to get Hanor. So Tesis says, true, if you're Machish Tevel on Shabbos, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. That's because of the penalty, because you did a malacha. But we wouldn't say there are certain cases where we would be makel on the penalty. Either b'shogeg according to some tanoim, mevashel b'shabbos b'shogeg is mutter, or even a mevashel b'shabbos b'mezid if ein lo mayoichal. If he has not given the leis lepei kigon the leis lepei rachmini, that's how the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak in Maseches Beitza. So there are cases where the penalty doesn't apply. So Tais says, Givald, in a case where the penalty of Hamavash or B'Shabbos doesn't apply, let it be also because of Migadis Katsoi. The whole Tevel was Mukta Ben Ashmashes. The whole Ben Ashmashes, called Ben Ashmashes. The guy was Mafresh Trumas Mice in the middle of Shabbos. The whole Ben Ashmashes, the Tevel was clearly Mukta. So nonetheless, that's what he says. Tevel Muchanhu, Eitzel Shabbos, and Mavav Tiktam Sukun. What does it mean, Tevel Muchanhu? Tevel is Mukta. Tevel is not Muchan. But it means the din of Migdis Katsoi doesn't apply to Tevel. So since the din of Migdis Katsoi doesn't apply to Tevel, you can't say Migdis Katsoi on the buses to the Tevel. For sure it won't apply. If the thing is only a buses because it has Tevel on it, if the thing is a bus because it has chicks on it, so the chicks are mukta the whole Shabbos. If the chick is standing called Ben Ashmash is on the landing, so on the ladder, so the sal or the ladder will be mukta migdis katzoi the ben ashmashes since katzoi lekuliyom. It'll be mukta the whole Shabbos because the chicks are mukta, and the chick itself you say migdis katzoi. Someone's going to shech the chick. You're not going to say there's no problem on mukta. No, it was a live animal at the beginning of Shabbos. It'll remain mukta the rest of Shabbos. But over here by tevel, you don't say migdis katzoi on tevel. That's what Tosis in the end. There's the kasha. They don't understand why not. Tosis asks a lot of kashas here. Oy Marie. So then the last few lines in Tosis, they say, Yod Hiksha. Amai Yoichal. 10 lines from the bottom of the Tosis. The Tosis Maschal Tevel Muchanum. Yod Hiksha, this is the Re asking another kasha. Echis, the Perachin Mshagik. Yeah, then you say there's no penalty. Amai Yoichal. Why are you permitted to eat the teva that you mafish? Why don't you say migidus katzoy? That's exactly what the Gemara says. You don't say migidus katzoy. So yes, I don't understand why not. Hech dis le teirach mine or b'shoyge. Either hech dis le teirach mine even memezid or b'shoyge. If you hold malach Shabbos, there's no penalty b'shoyge. So amay yoichal, the Rias, he doesn't understand the Gemara. Why don't you say migidus katzoy? He doesn't understand it. Yod maishna d'hocha my mother would take the masuk and how come here? You don't say migudis katzoi, and in Beitza adaf chavav there's a machlokes hatanoim regarding a bechor behema tohira. What's the din? All karbonas have to be brought on the mizbeach. What happens if the carbon develops a mum, so you can't bring it on the mizbeach? So what do you do with it? So it depends. What kind of a mum is it? Is it a mum kavu or a mum oiver? If it's a mum oiver, you got to wait till it gets better, and then you makriv it on the mizbeach. If you makriv it while it has the mum oiver, it'll be pasul. But you can't do anything about it. You have to wait till the mum heals and then you makriv it. If it's a mum kavua, so then Allah says that you can be poi the hegdish and poi the animal or shech the chutz lamigdish. All the karbonis have to have pinyon except for two. All the karbonis require pinyon. There are two karbonis that don't require pinyon. That's bechor and are there two or just one? I forgot already. Bechor and Maisa Behema. I think there's two. Bechor Behema Torah, and I think Maisa Behema also probably says Pesukim Mechumish at the end of Vayikra. That it's not Shaykh Pidyon on Bechor. When a Bechor gets a mum, so it's Yotze Lechul and Beli Pidyon. And I think Maisa Behema is also the same thing, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's also a Pesuk that does need any Pidyon. So the, let's say a farmer has a Bechor Behema Torah. Bizman Azeh. All the Mishnahis are Bizman Efter the Chor Ben Abayis, Bizman Azeh. No, he can't bring it on the Mizbeach, but he's not allowed to eat it. He's not allowed to eat it Bechlal. It's a Matnas Kuhuna. The Bechor is a Matnas Kuhuna, not only when you makriv it on the Mizbeach, Kimitzvasai, even if it has a mum, and you shech the Chutz Lamigdosh based on the mum, that's a Psuda Hamigdoshim, it's still a Matnas Kuhuna. You still have to give it to the Koy. You still have to give it to the Koy. So the din is that somebody has to paskin that it's a mum kavua. If it only has a mum oiver, so you're not allowed to shecht the chutz lamigdosh. So the Mishnayos have a takana midirabbanan min haTorah. If the farmer sees, if the kohen sees that it has a mum kavua, shecht, he's allowed to shecht the chutz lamigdosh. Midirabbanan, they made a takana along the lines of haTorah from Dorbanan. You have to have either shlosha hediotos. If you'd show it to me, I wouldn't know which way is up. I wouldn't know what the cow looks like. So I can't count as one of the shlosha hediotos. But Mishlosh Adyotis, three farmers who have a shatas with animals. And they can tell more or less whether something is a mum kavua or it's a mum oiver. So either you have Shlosh Adyotis, will paskin that this is a mum kavua, and you allow a shecht at chutz lamigdosh, bizman azeh, or you need a mumche. What do you mean a mumche? A goen, god lador. No, it doesn't mean a god lador. It means a guy has smicha for rias mumim. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin that when they gave Rabbi Babachana smicha, so they gave him Yoyre, and then they gave him Yodin, and they gave him Yata Bechoris. That's a separate smicha. There's a smicha Yoyre, the paskin is the Heta, then there's a smicha of Yodin, the paskin and Didi Mominus, and then there's a smicha of Yata Bechoris, that he's such a crackerjack, he's such an expert, he knows enough about Mumin to determine which is a Mumkovu, which is a Mumad. So they patterned it a little bit after Hataras Nadorm. That the din is in Hataras Nadorm, if a person took a ned there, and he has a Pesach, or he has Charot and a Meikara, so you have the ability, the Torah Shabbat says that there is an institution of HaTorah Nedarim. The Mishnah says in the end of the first paragraph in Chagiga, the Het and Nedarim Parchem Bavir. It's only transmitted from generation to generation as part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's like Allah al-Moshe Messina, Ve'im Lahem al-Meshe Yismochu. There are no psukim in Chumash that you can derive it from in between the lines. You can't read it in between the lines. Then the Gemara quotes Tanoim and Amoraim who disagree. That's the last daf in the first parak in Chagiga. The Gemara quotes Tanoim and Amoraim disagree with the Mishnah. They say it's not true. Het and Adorim is not Elohim HaMeshe Yismochu. Yesh Elohim HaMeshe Yismochu. You can derive it from in between the lines. So that's the machlok. The Mishnah holds that Ataras and Adorim is purely Halacha Moshe Messina. Halacha Moshe Messina, the Rambam writes in the Hagdama that the Pirush HaMishnayos Halach L'Moshe Messina is a technical term that refers to a din which has no way to, like tefillin have to be black, tefillin have to be square. There's no way to, you can use all the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaTorah of the Torah Shabbat Peh, you still never be able to figure out this din by reading in between the lines. No way to read it in between the lines. It's an oral tradition, I'm sure. So the Mishnah holds that HaTorah Shindorim is such a din. It's just transmitted orally by word of mouth. They say it over from generation to generation. There's no makor in the Chumash. And the other time I'm holding, no, it's a regular drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh. You do read in between the lines. I'll call upon him. So the Mishnah has that there are two ways to do Hataras and Dorm. Either you have a Yochid Mumcha, can do the Hataras and Dorm. What does it mean a Yochid Mumcha? Doesn't have to know anything about animals. Doesn't have to know about cows and women. Yochid Mumcha has to know about Nedorm. The Rad in Nedorim has a Machloikis HaRishonim, whether the Yochid Mumcha has to have special smicha for Hataras Nedorim, or no, it doesn't have to have anything to do with smicha. That's a Machloikis, whether the Mumcha in connection with the din of a Yochid Mumcha Hataras Nedorim means a Somach or it doesn't mean a Somach. You can either have a Yochid Mumcha, you have to have Shlosha Hedyotos, but the Shlosha Hedyotos have to be a little knowledgeable. They should be people not so learned, but they should be people who understand the Mizbur Leia Mizbar. That you can explain to them, someone has to be, explain to them what the rules and regulations are. You can't be matan nedarim if they don't know what it's all about. They have to know which nedarim lend themselves to HaTorah and which not. And not every Pesach is a valid Pesach, and not every Charata is a valid Charata. So they have to be a little bit knowledgeable people. So that's a din derais. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that HaTorah nedarim could either be done with Shlosha Hedyotas or with a Yochid Mumcha, or whatever that means. Yochid Mumcha, either Samach or non-Samach, just a big Tamachach. So parallel to that din derais, it's called the Tikkun Rabban Kain derais and Tikkun. So they made a takana that for HaTorah's Bechor, to shech the Bechor chutz lamigdosh based on a mum kavua, the mum kavua has to be ois gepaskan either by a yochid mumche, an expert who has smicha on yata bechoris, has smicha in this specific area, or by shlosha adyot, there's three farmers who know more or less about what's a mum kavua and what's a mum oiver. So it's interesting, the Tanoim have a machloikis, is it permissible, the Mishnah Beitzah, is it permissible to paskin on the mum on Yontif to say that this is a mum oiver? If a balabas comes with a shayla, a pot that has a little chometz in it, the shayla, whether the chometz is as bachila muta bachila, or a balabas that comes with a chicken, shayla, whether the chicken is a treif or not a treif or something like that, so that he may paskin on Yontif. Someone has a shayla about the hafrashas trumas and maizus, hafrashas chal or something on Shabbos or Yontif, you're allowed to paskin. That's not called mesakin mona. Let's say you're going to say the rabbi is only allowed to paskin if it's going to be lahakil. Maybe there's a cloud. The rabbi is not allowed to paskin lahakil because if it's going to paskin lahakil, it's going to be misakin mona. No, Mishnah is saying this is the hefty you're permitted to paskin whatever the din is. If it's muta, you say muta. If it's osa, you say osa. And by b'chor bei matar, it's a machloek satanoim. So this Reb Shimon is of the opinion Reb Shimon by Choy holds ein roi mumen beyond. He holds you're not allowed to paskin. Unlike all other Yisrael Heter, that you are permitted to paskin on Shabbos and Yontif. We as Mumin on Yontif is also mid the Rabbanon. It's not an Yisrael Heter. Right? I don't know if the thing is treifer, then he may feed it. Then he is going to feed it to the animals. He's going to give it to the goyim or feed it to the animal. So Tom, why does the Gemara say it's a problem of muktzah? If it's royal achilas behema, why should it be muktzah? I don't know. Got to take a look. But here, Reb Shimon holds that there's an Easter the hefty, a lot of paskin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Reb Shimon holds in roy mumen beyond it. You're not permitted to paskin on the b'chor behema tohira. That it has a mum kavua on Yontif. Why? So apparently that's the machlokes hatanoim. If the other Tana Rav Yehuda disagrees, says right mum in Yontif, it is permissible. Why? Rav Yehuda holds that to look at the mum is the same as to paskin any shayla basa b'cholav shayla hilchos treifas. It's going to turn out iglay muslim afreya that it was always muta. Let's say if it had the broken leg from before Yontif, and the chacham of the shlosha adyotas are going to paskin that this is a mum kavua. It's going to come out that it was always muta from before Yontif. Reb Shimon holds not so. Reb Shimon holds that Nidirabbanon, they made a takana that you need a psak of a bezdin, either a yachid mumche to be matter the mum to matter shchitas b'chor behematar chutz la migdash bizman hazeh. Either you need a yachid mumche, you need shlosha adyotis paskanin, and he holds that the psak is only chal mikana lahabo. It's not that it'll be blowing Muslim afraid that from the time that it broke its leg, an hour before lichtenshin, that it already was muta. No, it's going to only be matter mikana lahabo midirabonim. The whole thing is a din midirabonim. So that's why it's a violation of the second mana. You're taking an animal which is also minatar, it's really muta, because it really had a mum kavur from before Shabbos, before Yantif. Shabbos, you can't shecht it anyway, before Yantif. But with the Rabbanon, since they require that you have to have either the psak of the Yochim Mumcha or the psak of the Shlosh Adyotos, so they declared that the heter to eat it with the Rabbanon is only mikana labo, so that's called the second money. So the Mele Reb Shimon holds not only lechatchila you're not allowed to, imovavit bikroi, eina mevukor. That's what the Gemara says. Well, the base of Perkein Tzogin got the Pchadar of Shem Dameh Rai Mumim B'Yontif, he holds against Rav Yudah. He holds, you're not allowed to paskin on a Mum Kavua on Yontif Lahokel to paskin Lahachmer as Mutter. Because it was also before, you're just being Mamshech Yisah. But to paskin Lahokel you're not allowed to. Even if you see that it is a Mum Kavua, you have to say, come back tomorrow and I'll tell you the Psak tomorrow. The Balabos understands already that Psak is going to be Lahokel, but you're not allowed to issue such a Psak on Yontif, because that's called Misak and Mona. You're being Mater and Yisah. That's like Afroshah's Trumas and Mises on Shabbos Yontif. Everything is Tevel. When you're Mafresh the Trumas and Mises, it's Mesak and Money. You take off the Yisra Tevel, Mekan al Abo. So here, Minah Torah wants to develop the Mum Kavu, it's already Mutah. But when the Rabbanon, they required a Psak of a Bezin of Shloshah Adyotos, a Psak of a Yochet Mumche, and up until the time that the Psak is issued, it's Tzatzah. So it comes out the Psak is the Mater. So the Gemara says, within Rav Shimon, Emavar Bikro, if they did do Bikor HaChocham, if they did show it to the Chocham on Yontif, and he paskin that mum kavua, ain't a mavuka. You send migudis katzai the ben ashmashis, it's katzai the kuliyam. It doesn't help. You don't say, well, he already paskin that it's mutter, so you're allowed to shecht. No, since it was mukta, ben ashmashis, it's going to be mukta throughout the remainder of the day. There is one opinion over there that says not so. The other baruch midyam b'shoigig mavuka. One opinion there in the Gemara in Beitza says that it's only b'mezid. If the Chacham violated the din b'mezid, so then you have a penalty like a mevashel b'shabbos b'mezid lo yochel. But if he was bikro b'shoigeg, he didn't realize that he's in violation of an iser, then there's no penalty, and then you don't say migad is katzoi. So tesis amin hasam deleisa. The Gemara says we reject Abba Baruchma, Abba Baruchma. We paskin, we assume that m'shabbos v'tani. He had incorrect gear source. The Abba Baruchma uchme had a toy seifa. So we pass on Allah, you do say Migiris Katsoi by the Bukhar Bema Torah. So that's what Hikshari, that's the Riz Kasha. How come over here by Tevel? The Gemara says that there's no din of Migiris Katsoi, the stuff that was Tevel Ben Ashmashois. If you go ahead and you mafresh it in the middle of Shabbos, the only problem you have to worry about is Maitre Shabbos, Hamavashal B'Shabbos. And as soon as you get that out of the way, the Shegeg, you get out of the way because Ein La Mayochel, Ein La Peris Acherim Lecho. Then there's not going to be a problem of migdis katzai. Abba Kozman, the tevel is tevel. It is mukta. That's the Farish and Mishnah they quote in the Farnam. So why don't you say migdis katzai? So that's what Ohik Shari doesn't understand. Why should it be different? Why should tevel be different from the Bechor Behema Torah? That's Tosis Kasha. So what's Takav Shat in the Gemara? What kind of a din is this? What? The Re just gives up. He says, doesn't understand what's going on over here. How do you understand the Gemara? So it's interesting. The Gemara later. The Gemara later, Memvav on the base, picks up on the theme. When do you say Migdis Katzoi? When do you not say Migdis Katzoi? Here, 10 lines from the top. So they're quoting this Mishnah from Beitza that Tosfos is quoting also. Uri Minhu, they ask Akasha. Reb Shimon, I'm a kol shem umanikim erev yantav ezem min amuchan. If you didn't, if the Chacham didn't pasken on the mum kavua before yantav began, even though he paskins in the middle of Yontif, I'll say Migdis Katzoi the Ben Ashmashes. So the Gemara asks, Reb Shimon? No, but Reb Shimon is one who doesn't hold the Chalav for Migdis Katzoi the Ben Ashmashes, it's Katzoi the Kolim. If you have Moshe Shemin Shebineir, if you have the leftover Shemin Shebineir, where was that Mishnah? Moshe here, Tana Rabbanon, fourth line from the top of Mem Dalet Amin Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, it's a Braise. Moshe Shemin Shebineir, Vishabikaira, also Reb Shimon Matir. That's exactly the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yudah, where they say Migdis Katzoi the Ben Ashmashes is Katzoi the Kol Yoyma. Why not? So Rabbi Shimon doesn't believe in Migdis Katzoi. Rabbi Yudah holds Migdis Katzoi. We happen to paskin on this machlokes, we paskin like Reb Yudah, that you do send migras kosa, even though we paskin like Reb Shimon regarding the other issues in Muktzah. There's a major machlokes we didn't get to it yet. There's a major machlokes of Shimon Reb Yudah regarding Hilchos Muktzah, and we paskin halachic Reb Shimon, at least on Shabbos, but the migras kosa, that we paskin like Reb Yudah. That's the Gemara in the Yedda and the Sichta, yeah. So you see, that's the Gemara's kasha. What's going on here? I'm involved in base. How can it be? Reb Shimon is the one who doesn't believe in migras kosa. And here in Masechet Beitzah, he says that he do say Migdus Katzoy. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Take a look. Seven lines on the top and Mem Vav and Beis. Ramale Abaye Le Rabba. Abaye has the Kasha to his Rabba, to his Rebbe. Tanya says in the Braise, Moshe Shem Shem Nevi Shem Kairos, Shem Shem Matir. Alma Reb Shem and Leislai Muktzah. What do you mean Leislai Muktzah? Everybody agrees that there's a Dinah Muktzah. It's my bottom of the offer is Muktzah. I mean, Alma, he doesn't believe in Migdus Katzoy, that aspect. He doesn't hold for Migdus Katzoy, the Bein Hashmashah, since Katzoy the Kuliyoyma. So even though the Shemin, Hanach Lener Shemin the Psila here, the top line of Mem Zainam and Alfi, Gemara says, the Ner Shemin the Psila is a Bosses, calls man the Ner is Daily. So now we're talking Moshe Shemin Shemin Ner. The flame went out. So Moshe Shemin is a question. At the beginning of Shabbos, the whole Bein Hashmashah, we said Migdus, we said Bosses. We said the Kos, we said the Shemin Psila, and the Ner, and the Cup. All three were a buses. And then when the flame goes out, there's no longer any cause to declare that it's a buses. So Reb Yudah holds, he says, Migdus Katzoy. Reb Shimon holds, you don't say Migdus Katzoy. So that's Abaye's Kasha, Romalei, Abaye Le Rabba. Amalei Reb Shimon Leis Leimuk, he doesn't believe in Migdus Katzoy. What did he do with the Mishnah and Beitzer? Reb Shimon HaMakol Shein Mumunikam Erion, Ein Zemin HaMuchan. He says that you do say Migdus Katzoy, because Ein Roi Mumun Biyantav. So the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashtar. There's no comparison. What do they answer? Whenever you bench lift, you always know in advance that there's going to be leftover oil. You always know every week that's what happens. It doesn't burn down to the bottom with nothing left. There's always a little bit of oil left over on the end. So he says, Hachi Hashto. Rabbi answers, what's the comparison? Awesome. Everyone who benches lift on the Yosheb and Mitzap, everybody knows in advance, Bein Hashmashes, that there is going to be Moshe Shem and Shebe Kari. There is going to be leftover. So therefore, the Yosheb and Mitzap, everybody's waiting. In advance, Mitzapa is Mamtin, Emas HaTikov in there. Not that he hopes and prays that the flame is going to go out. No, he wants the flame to burn until the 1 o'clock at night, he's going to learn. But he knows it's going to go out. It's not a secret. Everybody knows it's not going to burn for 24 hours. Only has enough oil that it should burn a couple of 4 or 5 hours. So therefore, Reb Shimon holds that Bein Hashmashes, it was already Oymed Lekach. I already knew Bein Hashmashes that there's going to be a foreseeable future, Lachazman, at which time it will no longer be a buses after the flame goes out. So that's what he holds. You don't say Migdus Katzoy. Obahacha by the mum Adam Yosheb and Mitzapa Masi Yipol Bamum? Question mark. Is it possible to say like that? That from the perspective of Bein Hashmashes, we know we can predict in advance that's going to become mutter in the middle of Yontem. Mechateisa. Meimar Ramar. The person will certainly think to himself, Miyema Derafel Bei Mum. Who says the animal will develop a mum in the middle of Yontem? I feel in Tim Salamid and Ophel Bay Mum, even if it will develop a mum on Yantam, who says it's going to be a mum kavua? If you only have a mum over, that prevents you from being makrivit on the Mizbech, but it doesn't give you the ability to shech the chutz lamigdosh. True, Bechor HaMaisa don't need pidyon, but they need a mum kavua. Tim Salamid and Ophel Bay Mum kavua, and even if a mum kavua does develop in the middle of Yantam, who says a chacham is going to paskin on? It's forbidden. It's also for Chacham to Paskin. Reb Shimon holds that it's also. It's not like Yisra the Heter. Yisra the Heter, if you Paskin the Heter, it's not Misakin Mone. Because it's a glowing Muslim affair. It was always Mutta. It's not that I, with the power vested in me as a rabbi, I Paskin that it was Mutta. Well, I mean, it didn't Paskin anything. So, just pointing out that it's Mutta Be'elam. But over here by the Mum, the Rabbanon, that's the nature of the Takan and the Rabbanon. You need a Bezin, or you need a Mumcha in this area to Paskin. And then it's considered as if the psak is only matarit in kana l'habo. So that's why you say migdus katzoi. That's why you do say migdus katzoi. Reb Shimon holds. Shimon holds, you don't say migdus katzoi by Moshe Shemesh Abinev because Bein Hashmashes. What are you going to say migdus katzoi by Bein Hashmashes? No, from the perspective of Bein Hashmashes, we know there is a foreseeable time, lachazman, that is going to be muta. So it's already muchan ne'ela bad lachazman. But over here, you can't say from the perspective of Bein Hashmashes, we can already predict it's going to happen. No, Mehechateis is going to happen. Who says a mum is going to develop? And even if there was already a mum kavua before Yantar, who says the Chacham is going to violate the din? And there's a Nisa Midrabban, and he's not allowed to be Roya. He's not allowed to paskin on mumim on Shabbos. So also midirabbanim. Drag the Gemara Akasha. If you're telling me that that's the din, whenever there's no foreseeable lachazman, then Rav Shimon is masking to Rav Yudah that you do same migras katsoi. Masa rami bachom and mithirim in the dorm Shabbos in the shalom in the dorm shemet tzorach haShabbos. The husband is permitted to be made for the dorim. The husband or the father can be made for the dorim only be Yom Shomo on the same day. So even if his wife or his daughter took a neder that has absolutely nothing to do with Shabbos, the Mishnah says he's permitted to be made for the neder on Shabbos because he only has till the end of the day. There's machlek the satanayim. The Gemara has this. The last daf in the Masechta, no, Kuf Nun Zayin. I think it's the last Mishnah, the last daf. The Gemara has the last daf. The Gemara has a machlek the satanayim. Hafaras Nidorim is B'Yom Shamay. What does it mean Yom Shamay? Within 24 hours? Or Yom Shamay means up until Shkia? So that's the Machloekes HaTanoim. So we pass in, it's only up until Shkia. And the other Tana holds Hafaras Nidorim, the 8th leg? You have 24 hours. So let's say the husband or the father heard at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, that his daughter or his wife had just taken a neder. Or she took a neder last week, and today just finds out about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos. So if he has until Sunday afternoon 3 o'clock to be made for 24 hours, so why allow him to be made for on Shabbos? There is a problem. Why should there be a problem? What's wrong if he says Mufaloch? Why should there be a problem? Is it because Hafaras Habal is only Mata the Ned and Mikana Lahabo? That's how the Gemara says in the Dorim. That Heter Achocham Zerkas HaNed Meikaroi. It comes out that there never was an Issa Neder because the Chacham Paskins that the Neder was betoyed. But HaFaras HaOva, HaFaras HaBaal is only Mikana LaHabo. It's not Oike the Neder Meikor. So then it's Mamish like Misak and Mona. There was until now there was an Issa Neder. Mikana LaHabo, he removes the Issa Neder. It's like we said Midirabbanon. We said Midirabbanon, called the Tik Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. Reb Shimon's opinion is that the Chacham is not allowed to Paskin on the Mum Kavua, on the Behema, or Shlosh Adyotis, and not allowed to Paskin on the Mum Kavua, on the Behema. Because midirabbanon, it's only matter the yisa mikana labo. You don't say it's mevar. It's not like yisa v'heter. That when the chacham paskins on the hokel, it comes out. It was always muta. From the time that the pasul b'cholav got mixed, it's always muta. Here by rias mumim, according to Rav Shimon's opinion, that's exactly the machlekes of Shimon Rav Yudah. Rav Shimon holds that the nature of the din derabbanon was instituted similar to hafaras habal and hafaras haov. That the hafar is only matter mikana labo. It's really not right. The Baal and the Yob should really not be permitted to be made for on Shabbos. If Yob HaFaras Ha'av is Yom Shama, it means you have 24 hours, and he finds out about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos, he has until Sunday afternoon 3 o'clock. So there's no reason we should be Mekel on the Father to be made for the Dorim on Shabbos. Wait till after Havdalah. Are you afraid you're going to forget? It's a tough luck. So don't forget. Remember. Keep your fingers crossed or whatever, tie a string around your finger on Shabbos. Remember. After Havdalah, don't forget to be made for Neder. But we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin how far some dorm is made place. We paskin like the Mishnah in the end of the dorm. The Gemara quotes it there, around 13 lines, 15 lines from the bottom of Kuf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, the last daf of Masech Shabbos. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah from the end of the dorm. How far some dorm kol ayom? It's all day long till Shkia. Yesh v'dover l'hokul l'hachma, keitzan. What do you mean l'hokul l'hachma? Sometimes you have 24 hours and sometimes you only have 2 minutes. If you find out 2 minutes before the Shkia, you only have 2 minutes to make up your mind to be made for the nether. Sometimes you have a full 24 hours. You found out a minute after Tzeisat Kuchavim. So you have until tomorrow afternoon Shkia. That's called Yesh V'dov Galahokal HaHafen. The Gemara quotes a Machlek is Tanoi, he did Tanya. The first Dharm Kala Yom, Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shem Ram, and Miyes Liyes. That's a Machlek is it Yom Shama means Yom Shal Torah? Yom Shal Torah means up until the Shkia. Kala Yom means till the Shkia. Or Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shem Ram, Miyes Liyes 24 hours. You know that sometimes it is a din of Mi'eslayer. You have a din in Parshas Mishpatim. If a person kills a Nochri, you're not Chai Misa. If a person kills an Evik 90, you are Chai Misa. But if he kills his own Evik 90, so then the Pasuk says in Chumash, if he survives, Imayoma Yamayim Yamad, Lo Yukam Kikaspahu. If he survives a day or two. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim and the Mechilta, what do you mean he survives a day or two? If he survives a day, He's off the hook, you don't punish him. So Kavachemim survives 2 days. So Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, Yoma Yamaim Yama means 24-hour period of time that sometimes will turn out to be a little bit of one day and a little bit of another day. There everybody agrees that it's a din of Mi'eis Liyeis. Sometimes there are dinim that depend on the ace le'ace, and sometimes there are dinim. Take for example a yoledes. We discussed it a little bit. Your ledes is considered a chodesh eish v'sakana the first 7 days. So how do you determine the first 7 days? Let's say the baby was born 5 minutes before the shkia. So come shkia, the first day is over, and then after another 6 days, the 7 days are up. But he say no, you have until 5 minutes before the shkia on the 8th day. It goes in the 8th day. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. That's really a strange. Why should it be? That's a medical question. So that's really a pella. Why should the Mechaber says that it doesn't depend on the eis leis, and the Vilna Gaon and others disagree that it should depend on the eis leis. That's really a pella. Why should anybody say that it should not depend on the eis leis? It's a medical issue. Why should we? The halacha declares that she's not. What do the halacha declares? It depends on Mitzvahs whether she's a chola mistukenes or not. Could be even within the 7 days she's not a chodem, so it could be after 7 days she is. They say 7 days, that's the average. So 7 days means me'es le'es. Why should anybody think that it goes according to Shkia? Well, you have such a machlokes satanoim in Mishnayis and Nida, you have in Zavim like that. You have other areas of halacha where there is a din of me'es le'es. This is not the only case. Let's say the halacha says you have to wait to shech the behemah, you have to wait till the behemah, till 7 days pass. If you shech the behemah within the first 7 days, it's a sofek nefel. So how do you determine there the 7 days? The 7 days over there depend on me'es li'es. It's a dovish on the tzitz. It should depend on me'es li'es, just like by the oledes, it should depend on me'es li'es. So that's what the Prima Godim writes like that. That the 7 days depend on me'es li'es. Rabbi Kidega on the bottom of the page in Yerideya, on the bottom of the Prima Godim, says it's against the Gemara with Arashi in Perek Ablezer de Mila, where it says the Pharisee that it doesn't depend on the 8th days. Once it comes Shkia, so the 7 days are up. The Shkia, let's say, Behem is born 5 minutes before the Shkia. And you wait till the Shkia has 1 day, then you wait another 6 days. So that's the 7 days are up. Then you can shech the Balayla. If it's a carbon, you can't shech Karbonas Balayla. But if it's not a carbon, then the Gemara Rashi says the Seirish on the Gemara. If you would have waited till the night time, it would have been mutter to shech the behemah. L'chatchili, you don't shech balayla because it's dark. So you may make the behemah an availer. But if you turn on the lights, then the Mishnah says it's permissible l'chatchili to shech balayla. And the slaughterhouses now, they shech balayla. They turn on the lights. So avuka kenegda. So you're allowed to shech balayla. We don't accept that prima godim. But in Svara, the prima godim is right. Since the whole issue of waiting 7 days is that the behemah should be yoytze mechlal safek nefel. So why should that depend on Yom HaShalter? That should depend on the Eslais. So it's a pella. Okay. It's a pella over there. So there is a machlokes hatanaim. How long does the husband or the father have to be mefer neder? It says in the Chumash, the Yom Shammai. So does Yom Shammai mean meis leis? Or does Yom Shammai mean up until Shkia? So if Yom Shammai means meis leis, so why should we permit him to be made for the neder on Shabbos? Mikra Adim should be forbidden to be made for the neder. Because Afaras HaNeder should be misakim. Because like Afrashas Trumas and Mises, until now it was Aser, Amafras Trumas and Mises, it becomes Mutter. So the neder is Aser, now with the Afara it becomes Mutter Mikan al Abba. It's not like Atoras HaFochem that's Oikal HaMafra. It becomes Mutter Mikan al Abba. So that should really have been Aser on Shabbos. But we allow it, even though it's not Litzarach HaShabbos, even though the whole issue of the neder is not relevant. If she took a neder, she's not going to eat potatoes, and that's what they're serving on Shabbos, potatoes or chicken or whatever, flesh. She's not going to have anything to eat, so we would permit the husband to be made for the neder because of Litzarach HaShabbos. But it says, Mefirim Darim Shabbos, even if it's not Litzarach HaShabbos, we allow it. Why? Because he has no breira. He's not going to be made for neder before the Shkia. If he wakes the left Abdullah, it'll be too late. So we don't prohibit the husband from being made for neder. Then it says, "V'nishalom adam shein l'tzarach haShabbos." For a bezin to be matan neder, so that we only permit on Shabbos if it's l'tzarach haShabbos. Why? Why is that so? What's the prohibition? "V'nishalom adam shein l'tzarach haShabbos." Why is it forbidden for a bezin to be matan neder? See, they're different. You look in the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Shabbos. He quotes different explanations from the Achronim. Some say that to convene a bezna for the purpose of hataras nedarim is a violation of ein donim b'shabbos. The Mishnah has in Beit said that same Mishnah, and Lamed Vav in Beit, that says ein donim b'shabbos It's like Mekachamemka is a gzera shem yichtov. Sein Donim is also a gzera derabbanon. You're not allowed to convene a bezdin to have a din Torah on Shabbos, a gzera shem yichtov. So some rishonim and some achrayim learn that you're not allowed to do a hatoras and darim on Shabbos means it's a violation of Ein Donim, part of the gzera shem yichtov. Even though the bezdin never keeps a record of what's the darim that were matir. Bezin keeps a record. I've been turned. Did Imam said they're going to keep a record. They have to remember who won and who lost. And he won. To what extent did he win? How much does the other guy have to pay him? And what are the details of the psak? How soon does he have to pay? Right away. He has to pay all the money right away. He has 30 days to pay. He pays it out over the next 5 years. $20,000 every year. Exactly how are they going to make the payments? So there's a gzera shem yichtav. What are you going to make? Hataras and dorim. You're going to make a gzera. It's also for Bezin to be matanet because they're going to keep a record. Bezin never keeps a record of when they're matanet. What do they care? It's his avera. Let him keep the record. What is I? People come to me and make medrash. I don't keep a record. Who is Martin Nenner? He used to have Rabbi Gerelu, Zechonel, he used to be a Rebbe Mishir. He always used to take a net. He's going to stop smoking. Then he couldn't control himself and he used to go to get three bachim in the base medrash. He's Martin Nenner. He had to have a smoke. Then he took again a net. He's not going to smoke. Then he was Martin Nenner again. Every other week he was Martin Nenner and he took a net. So no one kept the record. Hataras and Dark. Who keeps the record? So what's the problem over here? So nonetheless, some achrenim say it's also because they ain't done in the Shabbos. A light plug. Even though the gzera shem yichta doesn't really apply in the case of hataras and dorm, but still, it's ain't done. Others say no. It's also mesak and mana. The bezdin is matan and neder. They took a neder that was mamish binding, and the bezdin does a hataras and dorm. It's not the same. It's not the same as paskining on a chicken that it's not a treifa, or paskining on shayla, on basa b'cholim that it's mutter or something else. Not the same. Harus, he said, it comes out that it was always mutter. But by hataras and dorim, it doesn't come out. They're not mevarer the fact of the case that there was a real mistake. There are different kinds of mistakes. If there really was a mistake, if a person took a net, he really made a mistake, then you don't even need a hataras and dorim. Just like a toys with an umder and the muchach. Is mevatel kiddushin is the girl dressed up as his girlfriend? That's someone else. That's not the girl that he was going out with for the last 10 years. They slipped someone else. They slipped in Leah instead of Rachel. So strictly speaking, that's a kiddushin toys. You don't need hataras and dorim for that. So the same if a person would take a neder, there'd be mamisha mistake. If there's mamisha mistake involved, you don't need a hataras and dorim. The halacha says that if you have a pesach or a harata, so the chacham paskins that it's a neder toys. And it's Eikar Neder Neikara, that's all the Torah Shabbat Peh has that Kiddush. But it doesn't happen by itself. It doesn't, the Neder doesn't fall apart by itself. You require a Bezdin to do the act of Hataras and Dor. So that should really be Osar on Shabbos. That should be Mesak and Mana, either Ein Donim or Mesak and Mana. So nonetheless, despite the fact that there should have been a problem, it says Nishol when El Dorim Shein L'Tarach HaShabbos. They never asked it if the purpose of being Matan Neder is to allow the woman to eat the food on Shabbos. She took a neder not to eat potatoes, not to eat shalom, not to eat chicken, whatever. Now that's all the serving on Shabbos. If she's going to observe the neder, she's going to be left without any food. So then we permit the bezdin to be matan neder. So the Gemara fact takasha, but why don't you say migras katzol ben hashmashes is katzol kiliyama? V'amai, what does it help? Not a kasha. Why do you allow it? Yes, a kasha. What does it help if you matan neder leimem yemun the mizaka klabal? What does it help if the husband is made for the neder? Why don't you say migdis katzoi? And even Rav Shimon should agree that's migdis katzoi because there's an iser over here. Maybe here there's no iser. There is mefirim nedar mishab. The husband is allowed to be made for neder on Shabbos. There is no iser. Yeah. So if there's no iser, so what was the kasha? The only time Rav Shimon holds that you say migdis katzoi is by ein roi mumen biyontif. And even b'di'evin and bikro ain't a mevuker. Even if he violated the din derabbanan, and he looked at the mum and he paskens that it's a mum kavua, you're still not allowed to eat. Yeah, that's because ain't on him yoshev and mitzapeh. You can't say that that bein hashmashes we can already foresee in the future that there's going to be a lachazman in the middle of Shabbos at which it's not going to have an isin. No, how can you say from the perspective of bein hashmashes there's going to be a lachazman is going to be muta ain't roi mum and biyantah. The Chacham is not allowed to paskin. But here it says, Mefirim Nadorim B'Shabbos, you are permitted to be Mefir Neder. So the Gemara can answer that from the perspective of Ben Hashmashes, we can already predict that if the husband will find out about the Neder, maybe he won't find out. If the husband is going to find out, because they're going to serve a chicken, they're going to say, oh, even if the neder is not l'tzorach Hashabbos, they may not find out. So that was the Gemara's kasha. How can you say bein hashmashes? You can predict in advance that the husband is going to be made for the neder. Who says he's even going to find out about the neder on Shabbos? If he finds out on Shabbos, we permit it to be made for, because he only has till Shkia. He doesn't have till 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. But he may not find out on Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara asks, V'yamai, why don't you say over here that even if he's made for the neder, it should still be also the remainder of the day? You should say, Migidis katsoi, lema miyema de mizdake klobal. Who says that the husband will be made for the neder? And for the Gemara, Niski, the Rapinchas, Mishmei de Rabba, the Rapinchas, Mishmei de Rabba, Kol Oderos, Alvaz Baile, he no deres. Strange answer. What did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara gives an explanation why Reb Shimon would not say in this case Migedes Katzoy. Kol Anoderes Al Das Baile Noderes is similar to Muktzah. Just like the Gemara says Amem Gimel Amen Aleph Tevel Muchon Hu Shemove V'tikno Mesukon, that by this a Tevel you don't apply Migedes Katzoy. Similarly, don't apply Migedes Katzoy by Inisa Neder, because Kol Anoderes there is the ability of the husband to be made for the neder is all based on the assumption that it's built into the neder itself. It's built into the neder that a woman that takes a married woman that takes a neder is Adas Bailahino Deris. It's only the neder is only binding if the husband wants it. If the husband doesn't want it, so it's built in that the neder is Nishkan neder. So the Gemara seems to be saying, these two are related. Just like Kala Naderis, Aldaz Baila Naderis is the explanation why you don't say Migidis Katsoi, so too by Tevel has a built-in heter. In Mava V'tikna Mesukan, the holy said Tevel is based on the fact that there's a mitzvah Safrosha. What is this Tevel? Tevel only applies if you have something with it. Tevel has to start off with a mitzvah to be Mafrish Chumas and Maisis. Let's say one opinion in the Tanoim is that if a non-Jew owns a farm in Eretz Yisrael and he plants and tvua grows, peres grow, dogen peres shvitzer. If you have a real chiyuv deraisa, the miyamafis shumas amaisis, the one opinion in the Tanaim, that's not the accepted opinion. One opinion is that yesh kinyan and nocha Eretz Yisrael, lafkia miyad mitzvahs shumas amaisis. That whatever grows in the rishus hanochri, there's no wisit tevel. Why should that be the case? Yesh kinyan and nochri. So the more in the end of Gemara in Gittin, where is it? The end of Perik. Hashalech, the Leizdaf and Perik Hashalech. Next to Leizdaf. So why is there such an opinion? So Rav Chaim explains, they quote in the Chizush Rav Chaim Yashmo, what's going on in that Gemara? Based on a pasuk. What is it based on? So he says, the Yisra Tevel has to start off with a mitzvah hafrosha. The mitzvah hafrosha is on the owner of the farm. So if the owner of the farm is a nokri, he only has seven mitzvahs been in earth. He doesn't have a mitzvah to be mafid shumas and maizis. It's not from his seven mitzvahs been in earth. So since there's no mitzvah of hafrosha, so that's why one Tana is of the opinion that there's no Yisr Tevel. We don't accept that opinion. The whole cheshbon is correct. The farmer is not Jewish. It's not from the Shevin mitzvahs been enough. There is no mitzvah hafrosha on him, but there still is a mitzvah hafrosha on the customers. Any Jewish customer who would be interested in eating this food has a mitzvah that he has to see to it that he's mafish, shumas, and maizis. The thing that we reject is, one point we reject, that this Tana, this Amorim, Machlek Zatanoim, and Machlek Zamarim, these Tanoim and Amorim are of the opinion that everything depends on the owner of the farm. If the farmer is not Jewish, and he personally doesn't have a mitzvah safrosha, so the Holy Tevel doesn't get off the ground. So that's why we don't go. But we are masking with the other Tanoim and Amorim, that the Issa Tevel has to start with the Chiyuv HaFrosha. So the whole Issa Tevel always has been built into it a heter hafrosha. The minute that the whole Issa of Tevel is only because it's oimid lahafrosha. If it wouldn't be oimid lahafrosha, then there wouldn't be an Issa Tevel. In fact, there is an interesting machloikis in recent years. There was a machloikis in Eretz Yisrael between Rav Belval of Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish regarding the maintaining of the Issa Tevel. The Issa Tevel has to begin with a mitzvah hafrosha. What if it started with a chiyuv hafrosha and then there was an issa tevel, and then for some reason or another there's no longer a mitzvah hafrosha? They say once there was a mitzvah hafrosha and there was an issa tevel, so the tevel remains even though now there's no longer a mitzvah hafrosha. Tevel remains, you got no choice, you got to be mafrish. But he's saying no, in order to maintain an issa tevel, you have to maintain a mitzvah hafrosha. Not only that, the issa tevel should sit in the first place, to preserve the Yisur Tevel, you have to have the Mitzvah Safrasha should continue. What is the issue? It's Avelvel had this machlokes with the Chazon Ish regarding like the orange juice. So the Gemara says if you're mafrish truma, Safrasha just truma and oranges is only with the Rabbana. We assume that it's only truma deraisa and dogen tirish v'yitzum. What would be a different case? I don't know. But the Gemara Chulin says that Mashkema Yotzim and Azesim and Minu Anovim retain the din of Truma. That if someone was Mafish Truma on Paris and then you squeeze out the Mashkema Yotzim and Azesim and Anovim, you make olive oil, you make grape juice. So the din of Truma, you were Mafish Truma on the grapes and Mafish Truma on the olives. So the Kedusha's Truma retains, even after you squeeze it out and you make olive oil, and make grape juice. What if you're mafresh truma on oranges and then you squeeze out and you make orange juice? So then the Gemara says, Amashka mayetim and mishar peiris do not retain the din of truma. So there was a machlokes, Rav Velvel Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish, what if you weren't mafresh trumas in the state of oranges? I took oranges and all became pebble, and then I squeezed out the orange juice, and now I want to be mafresh trumas and mises. So Rav Velvel said that it became pebble. Once you had the miruach and liyas b'nei abayis, fine, the oranges all became tevel. And then you have to be mafresh trumas and maisus. And the Gemara says that you can't have a kedushas truma on orange juice. So once you made it into orange juice, you're stuck. It's tevel and it has no tikkun. It's impossible to be mesachanim. And the Chazon Ish said that that's impossible. How can it be such a thing? How can it be tevel, osa b'achila, and it's impossible to be mesachanim? Manam shach, he said, if it's tevel, you're assuming that it's oimid lahafrasha. So it's possible to be mafresh. If you're going to tell me that because it's in a liquid state, the mashkema yotzim and mishar peiros don't have the din of the pri, so therefore, even if you be mafresh truma, won't have a din of truma. So if you don't have the possibility, be mafresh truma. So there can't be an isa tevel. So you can't retain an isa tevel. Either you have to say that it is possible to be mafresh. It's more meant to say it doesn't have the full din tevel, or you have to say that it's not tevel at all. The isa tevel is paka. So Avelvel brought a raya from the Gemara Menachos in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. They have it in the Shurim of Avelvel Salvech. Gemara says, what if I took Tevel? I had Tevel, I had Meruach and Lias Bnei Abayis and the stuff, Tzvua, became Tevel. Then I took some of the Tevel and I planted it in the ground. So now it became Mechuba Lekarka again. So the Shita Mukubetze says, on that Gemara, Shita Mukubetze just has a two-line comment. Innocent little comment. Avelvel Soloveitchik said, you see, that's a right to what I said. The Shita Mukubetze says, called manas mechuba lekarka, it's impossible to be mafresh truma. That's learned that from a pasuk. You can't be mafresh truma ben mechuba. Not only called manas mechuba before you even did the ktsira, even if you already did meruach and riyas b'nei abayis, and then you made it mechuba a second time, then you planted it and took roots, hishrish. So the Shita Mukubetze says, you can't be mafresh trumas and maisus both the mechuba lekarka, but the isa tevel remained. So Rav Avos has a comment in the Shurim Amenochas on that daf, and Perek Rav Shmuel, you see from that Gemara that it's possible to once the isa tevel set in, once you detached it from the ground, and it didn't miruach and vias bnei abayis, and it became there was a mitzvah of hafrosha, and because there was a mitzvah of hafrosha, there's an isa tevel. Once the isa tevel sets in, then the isa tevel remains even after you reach a point that it's impossible to be mafresh shumas and maizes. Even if you're replanted in the ground and it'll be hishrish, and you can't be mafresh bodem mechuba lekark until you'll detach it, it doesn't make a difference. It'll be an isa tevel. If you lean over and eat it like this, you'll be over on an isa tevel. So he said the same is true regarding the orange juice. He thought that once you squeeze out the juice, it's impossible to be mafresh shumas and maizes on the juice, and still it retains an isa tevel. So that is really a machlokes of Rishonim. That's 2 days in Tosfos in Bava Metzia and Daf Peches. A big machlokes. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Asiyat Taaseh is called Tvuah Zaracha Yotzei Asod Hashana Shana. So the Gemara says called Tvuah Zaracha Pratelo Akuach. If I bought the Tvuah from someone else, then there's no mitzvah min haTorah. With the Rabbanon, even if you bought it from someone else, you have to be mafresh Shumas Maizes. But min haTorah, the din of hafrosha Shumas Maizes is only if it grew on my farm. So Tosfos has two opinions. So one opinion is like this. If the owner of the field is Jewish and he made Meruach and Riyas Pnei Abayis and it became Nischayv and Shumas and Maisus and it became Tevel and then he sells it. So Taisa says, what are you going to say? The Issa Tevel is Pukka. Of course not. Once it has an Issa Tevel, it's going to remain Tevel. But it means if I bought it before the Miruach, or after the Miruach, before the Riyas Pina buys, before it became Tevel, so once I buy it, then there's no longer a Chiyuv. The other day, and Taisa says, no. And before Isha Machlek is 2 days in Taisa. The other opinion of Taisa is that even if it already became Tevel by the farmer, if he goes and he sells it to a Lokeach, to someone else, there's no mitzvah of Hafrasha and Lokuach. It didn't grow my farm, there's no mitzvah of Hafrasha. So the Issa Tevel that already was chal by the Balabois, by the farmer, is paka, disappears. So this machlekes Rav Velvola and the Chazanish is really a machlekes Harishanim. So the simple reading of this Gemara, the Gemara says here, that Tevel, you don't apply the klal of Migris Katsoyle Ben Ashmoshes, and the Riyas the Kasha doesn't make any sense. Why should it be different from Riyas Mumin Biyontav? So that's exactly the Gemara Yes, the Kasha, and then Vav on the base, why is it different? So the Gemara says that by Hatoras Nedarim, if the husband is made for the nether, why don't we say Migris Katsoy? Because Kona Nederes Al Das Bailahi Nederes. So you can't say by the Riyas Mumin, you can't say Adam Yoshev in Mitzap, you can't say that from the perspective of Ben Ashmoshes, I can already foresee that Lachazman, in the middle of Shabbos, there will be a time that it will no longer be, that it will no longer be Muktzeh. How can that be? You're not allowed to be Rai Mumin Beyonce. It's Asa. And who's, the whole thing is Miyema. Miyema, who says a mum will develop, and who says a Chacham will paskin? It's against Allah. You're not allowed to be Rai Mumin Beyonce. But by Hafaris Nadarm, the Gemara says, you do say that from the perspective of Ben Ashmoshes, it's Oymed Lahafar. Why? Because Kola Naderas Al Das Bailahi Naderas. Every neder has a built-in Hafara. Hafara is a built-in heter. So that's what the Gemara is saying by the Tevel also. Tevel has a built-in heter of Afrosha, because the whole Issa Tevel rests on the assumption that it's Oymed Lahafrosha. Once it's no longer Oymed Lahafrosha, it can't retain an Issa Tevel. So in the fact that the thing is Tevel, Ben Ashmashes, you can't say Migiris Katsoy. Every Issa Tevel has a built-in heter. Issa Tevel by definition is Oymed Lahafrosha. That's why it's Tevel. Because it's mitzvah sebekach, it's Oymed Lahafrosha. So true, it's not permissible to be mafresh on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but still, since it's Oymed Lahafrosha, so I say that Rav Shimon would say that there's no Migiris Katsoy. Rav Yud will also say there's no Migiris Katsoy by that. By the Mum, what do you say? Every Bchor is Oymed to get a Mum. Why? There's manazeh. We don't have a base on Migdash. Every car, we have to wait till it gets a mum. Sometimes it never gets a mum. Sometimes the animal will drop dead after 20 years after it was born and never get a mum. Usually it develops a mum, but you can't say it's Oymed Lekach. You can't say every animal is Oymed Lekach. So that's what the Gemara, Mem Vav Amid Beis, answered the Ri's Kasha. The Ri asked the Kasha, he doesn't understand what's the difference. Why does the Gemara say that by Tevel you don't say Migdash Katsoy? Why is it different from Ri's Mumin that you do say Migdash Katsoy? And he blogs by Kasha. So the answer appears in the Gemara, Mem Vav Amid Beis. That's exactly what the Gemara explains. That by Tevel, it has a built-in hefa, means that the definition of the Issa Tevel, by definition, is that it's Oymed Lahafrosha. So since it has a built-in hefa, so then you can say, from the perspective of Ben Ashmoshes, it looks like it's going to stay the Olam Void. It's going to stay the Olam Void, never going to lend itself to Hafrosha, so there shouldn't be any Issa Tevel. Tevel, by definition, means that it's Oymed Lahafrosha. So Oymed Lahafrosha means, from the perspective of Ben Ashmoshes, there's a foreseeable lachazman that is going to become mutter. By the Chor Beim Atari, Mehecha Teisa, who says that he's going to get a mum? His man is there, 99% of the Chor Beim Atari do get a mum. Because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't be mockers of it. But it's not Oymed, you can't say that it's Oymed Lekach. As opposed to the Nidorim, the Gemara says, Kol HaNaderes Al Das Bar LaNaderes, HaForas HaBal, is a built-in heter. Every woman that takes a nether, why is there such a thing as HaFor? Because it's Oymed LaHaFor. The woman wants, if the woman thinks in her mind, if the husband doesn't want a nether, then she didn't want it in the first place. The truth of the din is that it's only mutter mikam labo. It's not mutter, it's only the bal is only made for mikam labo, it's not made for the mafreya. But still, the Gemara assumes that that's a built in heaven. Okay, but the nether tomorrow will have to continue. No, by Yisrael.